This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, I mentioned that Timothy faced the same fate as Paul and many other faithful servants of God have experienced. He ended up in prison for a period of time. When he was released, he rolled up his sleeves and continued in the work he was called and gifted to do. This should not surprise us, since he observed as a new convert the persecution of the Apostle Paul in his hometown, where he was stoned and dragged out of town and left for dead. Paul miraculously arose and with his team went back into the city to encourage and strengthen the new believers. I don't think Timothy ever forgot that incident. It's not clear where he served after being released from prison, but Paul wrote him from his prison cell in Rome, "Do your best to come to me quickly." After sharing the desertion of Demas and the need to send other teammates to their other regions, leaving only Luke, his faithful doctor, at his side, he continues, "When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, and my scroll, especially the parchments. Do your best to get here before winter." The bond of love Paul felt for his dear son in the faith made this plea that much more urgent. And being the kind of man Timothy was, who naturally cared for others, especially his spiritual father and mentor, I'm sure he did everything he could to satisfy Paul's wishes. Commentators are not clear whether he ever got to Rome before Paul was executed. Tradition alleges that he, like Paul, died as a martyr. How fitting, following in the steps of his mentor and his Savior to death.